For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan. At a small Baptist congregation a half hour north of Charleston, Melvin Graham Jr. is praying. A laminated bookmark with a picture of his sister, Cynthia Graham Hurd, marks his Bible. She was murdered on June 17th in the basement of the Emmanuel AME Church, along with eight others. Graham says he and his siblings plan to remember their sister through her passion.
Giving away books in June in honor of her, because June is her birthday.
Her birthday is just 4 days after the shooting. The librarian would have been 55. Graham says he has been overwhelmed with all the support from the community. A library and a scholarship have been named after Cynthia. But Graham says he's disappointed that a year later, lawmakers have not enacted any gun laws to protect people like Hurd.
Tragic things happen, but unless it affects you personally, you feel bad for a moment and then you move on. You give a donation and you move on. But for the victims of people who have been murdered, we have to live with this every day.
Almost a month after the massacre, the Federal Bureau of Investigation said Dylan Roof was able to buy the .45 caliber handgun that he allegedly used for the shooting because of an agency mistake. Under federal law, if the FBI doesn't complete a background check within 3 business days, gun sellers have discretion to sell the gun without waiting for the results. That's what happened in this case. Roof had admitted to possessing drugs after a previous arrest, something the FBI says would have been enough to deny him the ability to buy a gun. It is this gap that some have dubbed the, quote, Charleston loophole that Graham wants closed.
Does his right to murder someone in a speedy and efficient manner more important than human life? If Dylan Roof had to wait 28 days to get a gun, maybe 9 people would still be alive. My sister would still be alive. I wouldn't be sitting in an office trying to determine how many times she was shot.
Multiple bills were introduced to South Carolina lawmakers this past session that would give the FBI 28 days to complete a background check and issue a decision to a gun dealer. Marlon Kimson, Democratic state senator representing parts of Charleston County, is one of those championing this reform.
The background check requirement fails in its essential purpose if it's not complete. And so whether it's 3 days or 30 days, the language needs to be until the background check is completed.
His bill didn't move forward this year. Kimson says after some negotiating, Republican State Senator Larry Martin agreed to have a hearing in Charleston to allow testimony and get public feedback.
We're going to hear it and we'll look at it going forward into the next session. Does it mean I'm going to vote for it? No, more than likely not, but I still think they need to be heard.
Martin believes more stringent criminal record reporting requirements for local law enforcement might be more effective than more time for federal background checks when it comes to preventing criminals from getting weapons, a position the National Rifle Association has also advocated.
I'm very much for the Second Amendment, but the Second Amendment doesn't give you the right to go out to harm somebody or carry a weapon if you're a criminal.
According to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, background checks have stopped more than 2.4 million gun transfers between 1994 and 2012. The hearing on expanding the time allotted to complete a background check before selling a gun in South Carolina is likely to happen later this summer. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan, reporting from Charleston.